Police Organization Leader, Biden, Harris the Most Radical Anti-Police Ticket in History. By Kyle Morris on August 26, 2020. Michael McHale, the president of the National Association of Police Organizations, spoke during the third night of the Republican National Convention, where he took aim at both former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, saying the two make up the most radical anti-police ticket in history. "Our organization recently endorsed Donald Trump for re-election as President of the United States," McHale said, adding, "Our endorsement recognized his strong support for the men and women on the front lines, particularly during these challenging times. We value his support of aggressive federal prosecution of those who attack our police officers, his signing of the Law Enforcement Mental Health and Wellness Act, and his support for permanently authorizing funds to support 9/11 first responders and their families." Law enforcement officers across the nation take an oath to run towards danger when everyone else is running away, McHale continued. "They do so willingly to protect our families and communities. I'm proud that the overwhelming majority of American police officers are the best of the best and put their lives on the line without hesitation. Good officers need to know that their elected leaders and the department brass have their backs," he added. McHale also directed attention to failed officials who have allowed multiple riots to continue with little support for law enforcement officers. He said, "Unfortunately, chaos results when failed officials in cities like Portland, Minneapolis, Chicago, and New York make the conscious decision not to support law enforcement. Shootings, murders, looting, and rioting occur unabated. The violence and bloodshed we are seeing in these and other cities isn't happening by chance. It's the direct result of refusing to allow law enforcement to protect our communities." While remaining on the discussion of failed officials, McHale turned his focus towards Biden. "Joe Biden has turned his candidacy over to the far left, anti-law enforcement radicals," McHale noted. "And as a senator, Kamala Harris pushed to further restrict police, cut their training, and make our American communities and streets even more dangerous than they already are. Conversely, President Trump supports the creation of a national standard for training on de-escalation and communication to give officers more tools to resolve conflict without violence," McHale said. "The differences between Trump/Pence and Biden/Harris are crystal clear," McHale claimed. "Your choices are the most pro-law enforcement president we've ever had or the most radical anti-police ticket in history." In concluding his speech, McHale invited the American people to join the hundreds of thousands of members of the National Association of Police Organizations and support the re-election of President Donald J. Trump. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.